Welcome to the Light of the World. This is Jerry G. Martin. We are coming up on the most holiest of days that is celebrated by Christian believers. It is the time that we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're going to present you a series of messages that will help you to understand what Jesus Christ did, but more importantly, why he did it. It was to offer sinful people eternal life. I want you to listen closely and even contact someone in your family who needs to know the gospel of Jesus Christ. At the end of today's message, we're going to share an opportunity for you or anyone you know to come to know Jesus. Come and go with us as we walk in the light of God's Word. Later this month, we will celebrate Easter. I am reminded that that is, for Christians, the most holiest of celebrations.
Amen.
For Christians.
Amen.
Christmas is not the most holiest of celebrations. Jesus never asked us to remember his birth. He asked us to remember his death and resurrection. It seems, however, that the church has succumbed to the commercialism and the mindset of the culture concerning Easter. We relegate it to maybe buying some clothes for the kids, and there's a bunny and some eggs. You know, we want to have an Easter egg hunt. Pastor, we having an Easter egg hunt. I want to prepare you so that you can be ready to share why you believe, what you believe, with those. So when you hear somebody say something about Easter, you can say, didn't he get up? You can say, yes, he rose for our salvation on that day we call Easter. We want you to be reminded of that. I think it was last year that we encouraged our congregation to consider doing your own Lord's Supper in your home with your family and your friends. Invite somebody over and have communion. So I want you to think about that now. And this is the week that we celebrate Jesus Christ's death and resurrection. So I want to take a moment before we eat, and we want to pray, and we have some cups, and we have the wine representative. So I don't want you to come, Pastor, you should have been at our communion. We can't have no MD 2020 at the communion. But I want you to consider that. And I wanted to talk about this night. We just had our Holy Communion, and Paul said on the night he was betrayed. I want to talk about that night and look at it again very closely. It was a night like no other night in the history of the world. A group of men gathered in a small room to have dinner. All of the men except one was looking to have a good time eating and hanging out with each other. This was a time of celebration, and they were going to a private place to relax and enjoy. It was the time of Passover, and that Passover celebration had been going on for hundreds of years. And like any religious celebration or anything of that nature, it can become so routine that we are looking forward to the Christmas tree versus the Christmas gift of Jesus Christ. We're looking forward to the Easter dinner more than we are to recognize the resurrection. But these men had no idea what was in store for them and what was in store for the entire human race on that evening. Let's go to the book of Mark, chapter 14. And this evening's event is recorded in all four Gospels. And in order to get the full picture of everything that went on, you need to read all accounts, but we're going to start in Mark chapter 14, verse 13. He sent two of his disciples, telling them, go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him. Say to the owner of the house he enters, the teacher asks, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? He will show you a large upper room furnished and ready. Make preparations for us there. The disciples left, went into the city, and found things just as Jesus had told them. So they prepared for the Passover. You know, even as I'm reading this now, I'm recognizing that when the Lord's got something planned, he works it all out. He said, go into the city, and you're going to find a man carrying a jar of water. They didn't say, what time are we supposed to meet him? He said, just go into the city, you're going to find him. A man carrying a jar of water. Now, I don't know if he's just carried a jar of water all his life and stood in one place. But they found this man. Now, what was significant about that? Because men didn't carry water. The women carried it. So you'd recognize him. He's a man carrying some water. And then tell him, I need to go to your house. Whatever house he goes to, that's where we're going to eat. And there's a room already prepared. Leading up to and including the final Passover meal that Jesus is having here, because it was Passover, and that upper room was going to have the meal and the preparation for the Passover. And this was going to be the final Passover that Jesus would participate in. There were four elements in this final Passover. There was the set time. He set the time. Secondly, he shared the table with his disciples. Thirdly, he shocked them with what he did. And then he signified the traitor that was among them. The Jewish calendar, for those of us who read, especially the Old Testament, the Jewish calendar was filled with celebrations. That was the Feast of Pentecost. That was the Feast of Tabernacles. That was the Day of Atonement, the High Holy Day. That was the Feast of Dedication and Hanukkah, among others. But the Feast of the Passover was perhaps the central feast of the Jewish year. And it was partnered with the Feast of Unleavened Bread. We hear that word Passover, and I just want to share with you a little bit of why it was called the Passover. The Passover commemorated the deliverance of Israel from Egyptian bondage. The Israelites had been slaves in Egypt for over 400 years. And when Moses went to the Pharaoh and said, Pharaoh, God said, let my people go. Pharaoh will say, I'm not letting them go. In fact, I'm going to put more work on them. I ain't letting them go. I don't care who said it, let them go. I ain't letting them go. And then God said, well, since he said he don't care who said it, let's show him who's running things. We'll show him who's running things. And God began to release the plagues on Egypt. And the more he released the plagues, the harder Pharaoh's heart became. Amen. He ain't running nothing. I ain't letting these people go. And then God decided to bring a judgment on the Egyptians. And he said, I am going to kill the firstborn of every household in Egypt. I'm going to take the firstborn. You know, he even took the firstborn of the animals. I'm going to take the firstborn of every household in Egypt. He said, well, what about the Israelites? They're in Egypt. God says, I got a plan for their salvation. Tell my people to kill a lamb and take the lamb's blood and put it on the sides of the door and on the top of the door. Because I'm sending the death angel, and he's going to walk down every street and every road for every house. If he sees the blood, he will pass over that house. So tell everybody who wants to be saved to get in under the blood. Because I'm coming. And that night the death angel came down the street, and every place where he saw the blood of the Lamb, he passed over. And everywhere there was no blood, you know, that could be people say, I don't know why I got to put blood on my dough. They always telling us to do something. I ain't putting no blood on my dough. Well, you don't have to. There are people right now, when you're telling them you need Jesus Christ in your life. I don't know why I need Jesus in my life. I'm telling you what, that angel is coming again. So that's why it is called Passover. And they celebrate that Passover because of the blood of the Lamb and what God did when he recognized that. They celebrated the feast of the Passover. So if anyone were to be saved, they were to be sure that they were under the saving power of the blood of the Lamb. By Jesus' day on Passover, it is estimated that it would be over 250,000 lambs slaughtered. When they slaughtered those lambs, they had to do it within a specific time period on a specific day. And the blood, just think about that now, that was a bloody mess. The blood from those lambs would run down the little alley in the street and go down to a little valley. And somebody wrote a song, and it flows to the lowest valley. That was the blood of those lambs that was shed for those Passover meals and that Passover celebration. But yet the blood of all of those lambs could not cleanse a single sin or a single sinner. Amen. In Hebrews chapter 10, the writer of Hebrews said this, day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. Again and again, he offers the same sacrifice, which can never take away sin. But when this priest, talking about Jesus, was offered for all time one sacrifice for sin, he sat down at the right hand of God. This priest, Jesus, offered himself as a sacrifice. Now we have Jesus celebrating the Passover, knowing that he himself is the Passover lamb.
This is Jerry G. Martin, and we brought you a message today to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as we are coming toward our Good Friday and Easter celebration, our Resurrection Sunday, I think it is so vital that we share the message of the grace and the goodness, the redemption, and the forgiveness that Jesus Christ brings to every person. I don't know who you are, and I don't know where you are, and I don't know where you are in your walk with the Lord. I want to give you an opportunity, if you do not know him as your Lord and Savior, to make a decision right now. It was Jesus. He came to seek and to save those who are lost. If you are lost and you feel hopeless or helpless or disconnected in your spiritual life, today is a great opportunity for you just to turn to Christ and invite him into your heart, invite him into your life, and he will come in with his divine power and his spirit, and he will do for you what he's done for me and so many others. He will turn your life around. If you would like us to join you and pray with you and help you to get connected, call us right now at 281-964-1393 and say, I made a decision for Christ. I need to get connected so I can continue to grow. Again, that's 281-964-1393. Jesus Christ came to give you everlasting life, and we will walk that journey out with you. Be sure to call us and then join us for our Easter Sunday service at 10 a.m. at 16161 Old Humble Road, or online at lowcf.org. Now for the light of the world, this is Jerry G. Martin saying, may the Lord our God richly bless you, and we'll be with you again next time.